Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 19th of June, and I'm recording at 9:29 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, this is a really exciting day here, particularly in the commodities, but first let's have a look at stock markets. Starting in Asia, Japan extending its bounce back. With a gain of 1.62% by the Nikkei 225 index. We had similar gains by the topics. Now, China did the opposite, fell sharply here on the Shanghai Composite Index, and that's back down to 2023 and change, and it was down over 1.5%. Now, again, it had been showing some good upward dynamics before the last 3 days, and fallen right back again. Well, we've certainly seen that type of action before. I looked for the news on this, and the main item seemed to be a report that they had, or they were agreeing to allow new issues to be floated, and there were concerns that this would pull more money away from the shares already listed. If that's the only factor, my guess is that it's an overreaction here overall. But suffice it to say that this remains a serial underperformer. And elsewhere, we had Australia quite steady, up 1.59%. India down a tiny bit, still concerned about the heat wave and the short-term inflation pressures due to the delayed monsoon. In the European markets, we had gains across the board. not all that big, although the euro Stocks 50 was up 1.09%. That's positive, generally positive action here. And on Wall Street, it seesawed a little bit, a quiet day overall, but the Dow and the S&P closing higher marginally. NASDAQ a little bit lower on some concern over dilution with new flotations coming out. Okay, what happened elsewhere? The U.S. 10-year government bond yields, so they seesawed a little bit, but then closed back above the 2.6 level at 2.62626. So still very quiet in that overall range. In terms of currencies, well, the dollar was weaker in here today, but is holding it. Well, it's just easing down actually in the DXY index. That's against the European currencies. It's currently at 80.32. Now, against some of the individual currencies, the euro is firmed against the U.S. dollar to 1.36. Sterling has done even better, an upside breakout here at 1.7043 as I speak. And we have elsewhere, well, let's see, the Indian rupee was a little bit firmer in here today. Yen quietly steady here, 101.94 against the dollar. The other Asian currencies were mostly little changed here, and the Australian dollar up to 0.94 against the greenback. And I said that the biggest drama was in precious metals. Now, they're still trading after hours here, but it was gold and silver's day, particularly silver as the high beta version of gold. And it's currently up over a dollar at $20.80. And it's been at a up. It's not far off the highs. The high today has been $20.92.5, and gold is up currently $41 at $1,318 and change, nearly $1,319. So we're up over. Or about 5% on silver, and I think 3% on over 3% on the on the gold bullion, and those are the best gains that we've seen since February at least. Now, what else here? Palladium higher, but nothing quite as explosive, but it's at 838, and platinum also at. Up $22 at $1,473. Okay, what's going on here, you might ask? Well, in the news reports on this coming from Bloomberg, they cite the fact that Janet Yellen is going to keep inflation, I beg your pardon, is going to keep interest rates low because she's not too concerned about inflation. Well, we've known that for quite a long time. But we have seen inflation in the U.S. tick up, which was the Fed's target, actually, just as it's been Shinzo Abe's target in Japan. And that maybe has pushed off center stage some of the deflation fears. We have the soft currencies here generally, and that governments don't want deflation. They want a little bit more inflation, which means that the purchasing power continues to be eroded, as we have certainly always seen over the years. And so I think people are possibly rediscovering gold and silver, given as hard money in here. Again, we've had a lot of talking bears, a lot of people who were short in those markets, hoping to push them down lower. And we've also had the higher oil price, the tensions in the Middle East. So it's a favorable overall cocktail. It'll be interesting to see what happens following this explosive move to the upside here today. But I think, provided most of the gains are held, and I think they will be during the next consolidation, I think that what we will see is a diminishing of the bearish ranks, which have been a contrary indicator overall, and some more bullish interest returning. So, what else? The industrial metals were all steady in here today, but not explosive moves overall. Big upward dynamics on the CRY and the CCI, commodity indices. We've had grains and beans higher, indeed most commodities higher here today. Natural gas is an exception. For global stock markets, the bear in the dealing room is the Brent crude oil, $115.04. So, exciting day. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a little more drama in here tomorrow. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.